अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय, रामा साधु सुध हृदय ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गौर गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड वीरवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवद्वीप धाम की जय। स्वामी भक्तवृंद
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय अपरे वसुदेवस्य देवक्याम याचितो व्यगा अजस्त्वं मत्स्य क्षेमाय अपरे वसुदेवस्य देवक्याम याचितो व्यगा अजस्त्वमस्य क्षेमाय वधाय चतुरद्विषाम्
Others.
Vasudevasya. Of Vasudeva. Devakyam. Of Devaki. Yachitaha. Being prayed for. Abhyagat. Took birth. Aja. Unborn. Tvam. You are. Asya, of him, Shemaya, for the good, Badhaya, for the purpose of killing, Ja, and Suradvisham, of those who are envious of the demigods. Translation. Others say that since both Vasudeva and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken your birth as their son. Undoubtedly you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods.
So, there are two purposes of incarnation that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. जदा जदा ही धर्म सप्राणी भवती भारत उत्थानम अधर्मस्य तदात्मानं चिदामहम् The Lord says that whenever there is irregularities, dharmas of religion, irregularities, Glani means irregularities. Just like you are executing some service, there may be irregularities, then it becomes polluted. So, yada-yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati. Dharmasya glani bhavati means development of irreligious. That means, if you are wealth is diminished, then your poverty is increased. Balance. If you increase this side, the other side will go up. And if you increase that side, the other side. But you have to keep balance. That is required. So, in the human society, they are meant for keeping balance. What is that balance? They do not know that it is just like balance. One side, spirit, another side, matter. We are now, actually, we are spirit soul. Somehow or other, we have been encased within this body, material body. For that purpose, so long we have got this body, we have got necessities of the body. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, these are the necessities of the body. Soul does not require all these things. Soul has nothing to eat. And that we do not know. Whatever we are eating, that is for keeping up this body. So, the bodily necessities are there. But if we simply look after the bodily necessities and do not care to look after the necessity of the soul, that is foolish civilization. No balance. They do not know. Just like a rascal, he is simply washing the coat but does not take care of the body. Or a bird is in the cage, and if you take care of the cage and don't take care of the bird within the cage, the bird is crying, can, give me food. But you are taking care of the cage. And this is foolishness. So, why we are unhappy? Why, in your country especially, you are supposed to be the richest country in the world. You have no scarcity. No scarcity of food. No scarcity of motor car, no scarcity of bank balance, no scarcity of sex. Everything is there complete, in full awareness. And still, why a section of people are frustrated and confused, like the hippies? They are not satisfied. Why? So that is the defect, because there is no balance. You are taking care of the bodily necessities of life, but you have no information of the soul. And there is necessity of the soul also. Because soul is the real subject matter. Body is your covering only. It is said that they are explaining that verse. Dharma sadglani bhavati. This is dharma sadglani. Pollution of duty. Dharma means duty. Dharma is not a kind of faith. In English dictionary it is said religion means a faith. No, it is not. Dharma means the actual constitutional duty. That is dharma. So, if you have no information of the soul, if you do not know what is the need of the soul, simply you are busy on the bodily necessities of life, bodily comfort. So bodily comfort will not save you. Suppose a man is very comfortably situated, does it mean that he will not die? He will die. So, simply by bodily comfort, you cannot exist. Survival of the fittest, struggle for existence. So, when we simply take care of the body, that is called dharma samglani. Polluted. One must know what is the necessity of the body and what is the necessity of the soul. The real necessity of life is to supply the comforts of the soul. And the soul can be comforted not by material adjustments, because soul is a different identity. The soul must be given spiritual food. That spiritual food is this Krishna consciousness. If you give the soul the spiritual food, food that when one is diseased, you have to give him diet and medicine. Two things require. If you simply give medicine, no diet, that will not be very successful. Both things. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for giving food, means diet and medicine to the soul. The medicine is this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Bhavoshadhi chotramano virama ta uttama sloka gunanubada virajyati pumana vinapasura. Parikshit Maharaj said to Sukadeva Goswami that this Bhagavat discussion which you are prepared to give me, it is not ordinary thing. Nidhittatarsai rupa giyamana. This Bhagavat discussion is relishable by persons who are Nidhitta Krishna. Krishna, Krishna means hankering. Everyone in this material world is hankering. Hankering. So one who is freed from this hankering, he can taste Bhagavat, how palatable it is. It is such a thing. Nidhitta tarsai. Similarly, Bhagavat means also the Hare Krishna mantra is also Bhagavat. Bhagavat means anything in relation to the Supreme Lord. That is called Bhagavat. The Supreme Lord is called Bhagavan. Bhagavat Sabda, and in relationship with him, anything that Bhagavat Sabda turns into Bhagavat Sabda. So, Parikshit Maharaj says that the taste of Bhagavata can be released by a person who has finished his hankering of material desires. And what is, why such things should be tested? Bhavoshadhi. Bhavoshadhi. Medicine for our disease of birth and death. Bhavo means become. Or at the present moment we are in disease condition. They do not know what is disease condition, what is the healthy condition. These rascals. They do not know anything, still they are passing on as great scientists, philosophers. They do not inquire that I do not want to die. Why death is enforced upon me? There is no such inquiry, neither there is any solution. And still they are scientists. What kind of scientist? If you think, science means that you advance in knowledge so that your miserable condition of life can be reduced, minimized. That is science. Otherwise, what is this science? They are simply promising in future. But what you are delivering just now, sir, that just now you suffer as you are suffering, go on suffering. In future, you shall find out some chemicals. No. Actually, atyantik dukkha nivritti. Atyanta is ultimate. Atyanta means ultimate. Dukkha means separate. That should be the aim of human life. So if you do not know what is atyantik dukkha, dukkha means suffering. The atyantik dukkha is pointed out in the Bhagavad Gita. Here is the atyantik dukkha, sir. What is it? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Birth, death, old age and disease. So what you have done for vanishing or making or nullifying these dukkha, these suffering. So there is no such thing. The material world. Jatantik dukkha nivritti, ultimate relinquishment from all kinds of suffering is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Maam upirta kaunteya. Dukkhalam asahasatam natmubanti mahatmana saṃsiddhīṃ paramāṁ. So you should read all this. You have got Bhagavad, everything is explanation. This is atyantik dukkha nivritti, ultimate relinquishment from all sufferings. What is that? Maam upirta. One who approaches me, or one who comes to me, back to home, back to God. So they have no knowledge what is God, and whether one can go back to home, back to God, hey, it is a practical thing or not. No knowledge. Simply like animals, that's all. No knowledge. They pray, oh God, give us our daily bread. They are asking, what is God? Can you explain? No. Then whom we are asking in the air? If I ask, if I submit some petition, there must be some person. So I do not know what is that person who has to submit this petition. Simply, they say that is in the sky. The sky, there are so many birds also. Right? That is not God. So no knowledge. No knowledge. Imperfect knowledge. And they are passing on scientists, philosophers, great thinkers, writers, all rubbish. All rubbish. The only book is Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad, Bhagavad Gita. All rubbish. And the Bhagavad it is said. Tadvāga viṣadga janatāga vipla. Jasmin patiṣṭhūpam avaddha vattati. Nāmāni nantasya. Jasam kitāni jat. Sinnanti gāyanti gilanti sāda. And the other side, natat vatas chitta padam harer jat. Prajanita tarhichi tad vayasam tītham. Tad vayasam tītham. Any literature which has no connection with the knowledge of God. Tad vayasam tītham. That is just like the place where the crows take enjoyment. Where the crows take enjoyment. In the filthy place. And these swans, the white swans, they take pleasure in a nice, clear water, where there is garden, there is bars. So there are, even in the animals, there are divisions, swan class and crow class. Natural division. The crow will not go to the swan will not go to the crow. Similarly, in the human society, there are crow class men and swan class men. The swan class man will come here. Because here everything is clear, nice, good philosophy, good food, good education, good dress, good mind, everything good. And co-class man will go to such and such club, such and such party, naked dance, so many things. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for the swan class of men, not for the crow class of men. So, but we can convert the crows into swan. That is our purpose. One was crow, is now swimming like swan. That we can do. That is the benefit of Krishna consciousness. So, when the swans become crow, that is material world. That is Krishna says, jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati. The living entity is encased in this material body and is trying to gratify the senses, one body after another, one body after another, one body after another. This is the position, and dharma means to gradually turn the crows into swan. That is dharma. Just like one man, may be very illiterate, uncultured, but he can be converted into educated, cultured man by education, by training. So that possibility is there in the human form of life. I cannot train a dog to become a devotee. That is difficult. It can be done also. But I may not be so powerful. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. When he was passing through the jungle, Jharikhanda, the tigers, the snakes, the deers, all the animals, they became devotees. They became devotees. So what was possible for me as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is God himself, he can do anything. We cannot do that. But we can work in the human society. It doesn't matter however fallen a man is, if he follows our instruction, then he can be turned. And that is called dharma. Dharma means to bring one to his original position. That is all. So there may be degrees. But the original position is that we are part and parcel of God. And when we understand that we are part and parcel of God, that is our real position of life. That is called Brahma-bhuta state. Understanding his Brahma realization, identification. So, Krishna comes with explanation, just like Kunti says, that apare vasudevasya devakam jasitu abhara. Vasudeva and Devaki prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that we want a son like you. That is our desire. Although they were married, they did not beget any child. They engaged themselves in tapasya, severe tapasya. So, Krishna came before them. What do you want? Now, we want a child like you. Therefore, he has to say, Vasudevasya devakyam jachita. Jachita. Sir, we want a son like you. Now what? Where there is possibility of another God? Krishna is God. God cannot be two. God is one. So, how there can be another God to become the son of Vasudeva and Devaki? Therefore, God agreed that it is not possible to find out another God, then I shall be happy. So people say that because Vasudeva and Devaki wanted Krishna as their son, he appeared. Somebody said, Vasudeva Sadeva Kam Jasito, being requested, being prayed for, a Bhagat, he appeared. Agasya Tam Asa Chimaya Bodhaya Sadhisa. Ada says the same thing as I have explained. Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinasaya to Duskita. Actually, Krishna comes to pacify his devotee. That's why he appeared to pacify, to satisfy his devotee, Vasudeva and Devaki. But when he comes, he does the other business. What is that? Badhaya ta suradvisham. Badhaya means killing. Suradvisham. There is a class of men. They are called asuras. They are suradvisham. They are always envious of the devotees. They are called demons. That's like Prahlad Maharaj. And his father, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is the father of Prahlad Maharaj. But because Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee, he became envious. That is the nature of the thing. So much so envious that he was prepared to kill his own son. The only fault is the little boy, that you are chanting Hare Krishna. That is his fault. His father could not. Therefore, they are called Suradvisham, always envious of the devotees. Demon means always envious of the devotees. This material world is so nuisance place that you have got a very nice example. Just like Jesus Christ, Lord Christ. So what was his fault? But the Suradvisham, the envious person killed him. If we find, if we analyze, what is the fault of Jesus Christ? There is no fault. The only fault you are preaching about God. And still, you find so many enemies, he was cruelly crucified. So you will always find this Suradvisham. So Krishna comes to kill this Suradvisham. Therefore, Vadhaya to Suradvisham. These envious persons are killed. But this killing business can be done without the presence of Krishna. Because there are so many natural forces, war, pestilence, famine, anything, just sit on working, millions of people can be killed. So Krishna does not require to come here to kill these rascals. They can be killed simply by Krishna's direction, nature's law. Prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani sarvas. Sisti sthiti pralaya sadhana shaktirita. The nature has got so much power that it can create, it can maintain, it can annihilate, dissolute, everything. Nature is so powerful. Sisti sthiti pralaya. Sisti means creation. And sthiti means maintenance. And pralaya means destruction. These three things nature can do. Just like this creation, material creation, is natural. Nature, cosmic manifestation. It is being maintained. By nature's mercy, we are getting sunlight, we are getting air, we are getting rains, and thereby we are growing our food, eating nicely, growing nicely. This maintenance also being done by nature. But at any time, everything can be finished simply by one strong wind. Nityananda path. So, for killing these demons, nature is already there. Of course, nature is working under the direction of Krishna. Maya dhatkena prasiti swati sa characharam. If Krishna says that the demons may be killed, then nature's one blast, one strong wind will can kill millions of. So for that purpose, Krishna does not require to come. But Krishna comes, as it is stated here, that jāsita. Krishna comes when he is requested by his devotees, like Vasudeva and Devaki. That is his coming. That is the cause of his coming. And simultaneously, when he comes, he also shows this, that anyone who is envious of my devotees, I kill. Of course, his killing and maintaining the same thing is absolute. Those who are killed by Krishna, they immediately get salvation, which requires millions of years to get. So people say like that Krishna came for this purpose or that purpose, but actually Krishna comes for the benefit of the devotees. Khemaya. What is the meaning of khemaya? For maintenance?
For the good.
For the good of the devotees. He is always after saying good of the devotees. Therefore, from this instruction of Kunti, our business should be always how to become devotee. Then all good qualities will come upon us. The Shastri Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvai Gunai Tattva Samasati Sudha. If you simply develop your devotion, dormant devotion, natural devotion. We have got natural devotion. Just like father and son, there is natural affection. And the son has got natural devotion to the father or mother. Similarly, we have got our natural devotion. When we are actually in danger, even the scientists, they also pray to God. But when they are not in danger, they defy God. So therefore, danger is required in order to teach these rascals that there is God. So there is nature. Jivay Sarupani Tatusada, that is our natural. Artificially, we are trying to banish God. God is there, there is no God, I am God, this God. But this rascal now we shall give up. Then we shall be given all protection by Krishna. Thank you.